a quick note to follow up on this. We need to keep in mind that this individual we have in verse 32, the unique thing about them is this. They are individual that God have raised in the dark time of departure to restore his people for himself. Individual that God have raised when the whole nation have departed. It's very similar to what we have in 2 Timothy. When everyone is departing, there are individual that will stand firm by faith to restore the nation again to the right pathway.
It's really very nice that as we have these other details provided about the things that faith did, that the value or the benefit of the fact that there is not a specific name mentioned with them is that it lets us link various people of faith with various examples. And to show what I mean, through faith subdued kingdoms. Well, perhaps that's David, right? He subdued the enemies of the Lord all around. And when it was done, you could read in 2 Samuel 8, a song of praise to the Lord. And he, and it's recorded even in the Psalms again. The one who I will love you, O Lord, my strength, Psalm 18. He attributes his victory to the Lord. He subdued kingdoms for the glory of the Lord and for the benefit of the Lord's people. But there are others who subdued kingdoms, not through military power. We could say that Jonah subdued a kingdom. He went and he preached the righteousness of God, and the entire city of Nineveh responded in repentance. Jonah didn't even give a very good message, you might say. He was angry at the people. He was saying, the city's going to be overthrown. He didn't even offer repentance. But the Lord used his message to make the people suppose that a God who was so great that could destroy the city might also be so great to show mercy. And Jonah subdued a kingdom. Or we might say Daniel subdued a kingdom. How? By being a faithful counselor to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar became a believer by the end of chapter 4. The kingdom of Babylon was still what it was, but it was now led by somebody who belonged to God. And we might say Daniel subdued a kingdom. I know I'm making applications and you can see what you think of them, but it's really nice to think that we don't have to imagine ourselves as doing these tremendous acts. It can be an act of faithful testimony to the Lord. To say, like Paul said in the storm in Acts 27, when everybody had given up hope, he says, all hope, Luke records it this way, all hope that we should be saved was gone. Paul stands up, he says, I believe God. You know, you can say that to anybody. You could say that to anybody in your life. This is a tough situation, but you know what? I believe God. And who knows where that conversation will lead. It's a beautiful thing to say. There are 10 acts of faith, as was pointed out. Just as another suggestion, there are 10 commandments. And there are 10 acts of faith. Which way do we think God will be pleased? Should we work really hard to try to keep the 10 commandments? We should live moral lives. We should live up to the standard that Christ himself has presented to us. You know what really honors God? Living lives of faith and carrying out acts of faith. One other thought to add on here. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 3. Paul says to the Thessalonians, your faith grows exceedingly. Your faith grows exceedingly. We don't have to look at this and say, well, I don't know what I would do in presence of a lion, or quenching the violence of fire, or experiencing the death of a loved one. These are very difficult circumstances. They're the top, we might say, of what might be demanded by faith. But you know, faith grows. So if God hasn't asked you to give this kind of faith yet, live by faith in what he's placed in front of us. If we live by faith in what he's placed in front of us, maybe at some point we will have to be in position to subdue kingdoms. But he's not going to give us that first. our faith grows like it did in Thessalonica, and it takes small acts of confidence in God. Every little thing matters. Show faith in every little thing, and God will help our faith to grow.
Let's say to these aspects that we're reading about, that it's not only an act of greatness that is displaying faith, but also as you read further about these 10 aspects of different things, that by faith they were those that were able to suffer. Yes, there is subduing kingdoms. Yes, they shut, you know, the lion's mouth. But there were others that endured suffering. And this was an act of faith. In the same measure that there are individuals who acted on the principle of faith and accomplished great things. Yet, dear brethren, I wonder how many of us will count that to suffer for righteousness' sake is an act of faith as well. Not only now, greatness and suffering, but also faith makes us also to be content with the circumstances of whatever it might be. And that is why you see certain features of those that were poor, destitute, sheep clothing, goat clothing, and so forth, so on. Why is it? Because they were content with whatever circumstances they found themselves in, and they took it at the same line of faith. But I wonder, dear brethren, if I can get some help, that the verse following all these acts, it says in verse 39, and these all having obtained a good report, and although there are some that are not known, and we don't know who it is, might be, but nothing is hidden for heaven. Everybody is known, and everybody will be rewarded according to faithfulness. We thank God for that. But the question remains, if I can get some help, and these all having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. You know, previously we heard about promises, but certainly over here, I wonder if we can get some help as far as the promise that the scripture is bringing before us.
I want to say two things. One is something about the promise, and the other thing is something about verse 35. So at first, I want to start with verse 35, because that is a very interesting, what can I say, cut in this chapter. Verse 35a shows us one of the greatest miracles which we have, that somebody who died can live again. Women receive their dead again by resurrection. And I think we have only two examples in the Old Testament, and that was by Elijah and Elijah. And both are women from, they are not from the people of Israel. So it started with Rahab by name. She was not from Israel. And it ended with two examples of women who were not from the tribe or from the people of Israel. So again, that shows us the grace of God, and that shows us what is the basis of faith. It is the belief, the faith in Jesus Christ. But then we have a very important word, and others. And I think that is the most important and which we have in this chapter. Because up to verse 35, you can think, if I'm a believer and if I have faith, everything is perfect. There are no problems. There's a solution for everything. Now think to the Hebrews. They had big difficulties, and they had a lot of trouble in their Christian life. And now there comes the other side, that it could also be that there is suffer. It could also be that there are believers who have to die, but they also have faith. So it is impossible to say, if the way is not, what can I say, equal, then you have no faith. That is absolutely not the case. So now we have very, very important verses of believers who have faith, but they also suffered in their life, and some of them suffered up to death. And now comes the end, and the end is the promise. it is very important that we have the singular form and not the plural form. Because in chapter 11, in verse 17, we read, they received the promises. And these are the blessings and all these things which God promised to them. But the promise in the singular form is the Lord Jesus by himself. So this chapter, chapter 11, it started with God and it ended with the Son of God, with the content of all the promises which God gave. And that is the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, by himself. He is the promise of God. And we all will receive this promise, but not now. We will receive it by the rapture when we are in the presence of God. And I think that is the fantastic end of this very, very long list of believers and also of things which they had in their life. So the end is the promise, and that is the Lord Jesus by himself.